96.3 WHUR. That's it right there. Old school 90s. And now Mariah Carey talking about that honey. Shout out to Mariah Carey. Also, of course, the number one song getting ready to be in the country again. Mariah Carey's Christmas song every year.
Oh, yeah.
She shoots the number one in Billboard. Congratulations to her. All right, everybody. So listen, do you think that sometimes people's expectations are too high when they try to go out and get relationships? They don't understand why they can't get the right relationship, but are their expectations too high? Is there such thing as having your expectations too high? I think so. I think your expectations should be in line with your reality. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Like, that's what it is. You get what I'm saying? Like, your expectation has to be in line into your reality. What is your reality? We're going to examine this from a man's point of view.
Oh, wow.
A man's point of view. He complaining, and wait till you hear what the therapist asked him. Like, really? That's what you really expected?
Well, he ain't a therapist. He is social media relationship, quote-unquote, expert. Let's just keep it real.
A ghetto therapist. Let's play a little Gene Noble. We're going to get these calls. Wait till I play this for you coming up next right here at 96.3 WHUR. Matching tattoos on WHUR. Sounds like Washington. Man. Aren't you glad we ain't getting no matching tattoos? Because I don't even like you no more.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't get those matching tattoos. Bruh, I don't even want your name nowhere near me, let alone on my body. Okay? Nothing that reminds me of your sorry self. No.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. Hilarious. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got the audio coming. We had to edit out some choice words.
Oh, yes.
In the audio. But basically, there is a guy. What's his name, Nina?
Kevin Samuels. He is an image consultant, a relationship, quote-unquote, expert. Whatever his IG bio says today, that's what he is. You know how they do it.
Yeah, but he keeps it real. I'll give it
yes,
to him.
He does.
Keeps it real.
He does.
He says things that most people obviously can't say. And I want to do something different. We're going to take this approach from the man's point of view. As a man, do men have a high expectation of what they want and what kind of relationships they want, but really they not bringing that type of expectation to the table? Mm. And maybe that expectation also involves physical appearance as well as monetary capabilities.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which I think are very important.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to say, go ahead.
And it's not just physical appearance. It's also, you know, what you're working with down there. That was the three parts. Physical, yes, in shape, but also what you got down below. That matters. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. I didn't say it, y'all. This is what Kevin said.
What your
Samuels
sex game
said.
Is. Yeah, got
yes,
it.
Exactly.
Which is important.
And how much money you have in the bank. He said that will determine what type of woman you pull. So if you ain't got them three, don't expect to pull a good woman or a woman.
You know what? I gotta say this. I agree. I learned a long time ago. And I just want to say, let me be a little bit transparent. I used to try to, you know, date out of my league, okay? And then financially, I realized I couldn't hang.
So
that just wasn't
three,
my. That
out
just
of those
wasn't
three
my
things,
lane.
Which ones didn't you have? Did you not have the body, the down below, the sex game?
I've never
or
really
the
had
money
like,
in the bank.
I've never really had the super sexy body. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I went from being skinny to having a belly. Like, I didn't hit the in-between. You know, I used to run, you know, even when we were in D.C. before, I was on the YMCA triathlon group and whatever, and I was running. I'm in pretty good shape, but I'm not, like, sexy shape. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, take my shirt off at the pool party
okay,
and forget
we got
where
it.
It
what
is.
What about the other two?
The other one down below? I'm good.
And what
I'm
about
good.
The third one?
The money-wise? Yes. There have been times where my money wasn't right. So if my money's not right, I know that shouldn't be a part of it, but I have to have that expectation in my mind. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. You can't, like, I'll give you an example, right? From a man's point of view, I had to learn. There are different women that are in different places in their lives, right? So some women have a certain expectation where if they're going to give you their time, they want it to be XYZ, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't say, oh, that's shallow. Like, no, that's what they want because it's their life and it's what they expect and it's what they used to. If I can't play in that league, I can't play.
Yes.
You know
so
what
you
mean?
Have to, men have to pick a struggle. And if those are the top three things and you don't have, let's see, two out of the three, you in trouble, bro. Right? You got to pick a struggle. And the most successful men with the most beautiful, successful woman have all three. But if you're missing one, you better have the other two strong, okay? And you might be able to get by with just one strong, but...
Listen, if you a big dude and you overweight, but you got money,
yes,
you good.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You good, homie.
You know what I'm saying? And if you a dude with no money, but, you know, you can lay it down, then you might be good, too, at least for a little bit of time.
What do you think, DC? DMV, give us a call. Let us know what you think. Come on. Come on, Virginia. Come on, Maryland. What y'all think? 202-432-WHUR. Ladies, this is your turn to get on the men. We're not talking about ladies. We're talking about men today.
That's right.
Okay? 202-432-WHUR. It's the Frank Ski Show. Let's go. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show and permission, the homie Ro James. All right, everybody, I want y'all to listen to this conversation, and then we're going to open up the phone lines, Nita Brown. This is a phone call between, what's his name again? I can't remember his name.
Kevin Samuels,
right. So Kevin Samuels is like a stylist. He gives relationship advice. He does a whole lot of stuff. And a guy called into the show, and the guy basically was saying that he was overweight and, you know, that he didn't make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And basically he was having problems dating, but he kind of thought that women were being superficial.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Samuels had some very choice words for him. So listen to this, DMV. Don't get insulted. This is for the men. Pay attention, brothers. This is for us. Listen to this.
You got a big...
Huh?
You have a big...
I mean, it's above average. I ain't no Ron Jeremy.
No. I asked you if you had a big... I didn't say it was above average.
I don't know what that is, really.
You know if you got a big... or not. Stop the bullshit. Every dude know whether or not he got a big... I know I got a big... You don't know?
I mean...
You don't have a big... That's the point. You don't have a big... You don't have a big wallet. You're a fat dude. And you got a lot of nerve thinking you should get choosing singles at 5'10" and 300 pounds, making less than $1,000 a month at 20 years old. And women should approach you. What they get, they don't even get a big...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've heard of it. That is hard to hear. Jeez, I can't... Imagine being on the other end of that.
But sometimes you need a reality check.
Ooh,
we
that's
men.
A little harsh.
Listen, every man knows they got to get it with no chaser. Herb, am I lying? Ooh. Sometimes to get through, you got to get through to young men like with no chaser. That's the problem with so many guys today. Y'all been sugarcoated everything in your life, and you think you deserve everything.
Ooh.
Sometimes you got to get your act together. Okay?
Ooh.
Now, I understand. Sometimes you may be skinny. Sometimes you may be in shape. Sometimes you may be big. But what you don't have, you got to make up in another area. That's what he's saying, right? So if you're overweight and you're not super attractive, you can make up for that by having good money. But I'm saying, you know, you got to understand. You got to come to the table with something. Let's go to the phones and see what the DMV has to say. 202-432-WHUR. You're on the Frank Ski Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? It's Marcus.
Marcus,
hey,
Marcus. What you feel, homie?
Some of those ideas are pretty superficial, man. So if I allow myself to be demoted to just three little things, like whether I got money or whether I'm bringing or slinging or whether I got some abs, then, you know, me, I'm just looking a little bit weak all the way around. So, you know, the way I see it is I should have enough confidence to feel like I could swing in any circle with any female or anybody, and that's the way I look at it. If I'm a little bit short on dough, then my intellectual, my conversational game should be that much on tight to where she's not even paying too much attention to that, you know? The guy on the internet, I mean, hey, he's just being honest, and that's a big dose of what's necessary because, hey, honey's attracted to bees and flies attracted to you-know-what, you know? So,
exactly.
Hey.
Thank you, Marcus.
WHUR, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Hey, what's happening?
Are they overexpecting? I think they do. I think they forget that they're big guys. I dated a big guy before, and I won't do it again.
Only because why?
Very demanding, and to me, I know that he forgot that he was a big guy.
Did he have a lot of money?
He didn't have anything.
Where did he get his confidence from?
Maybe that's the way he was raised. I don't know. He had a lot of sisters around him, so I don't know.
Let's see what you got to say. What y'all think? DMV 202-432-WHUR. Sounds like Washington. We moving. Frank Ski Show. 96.3 WHUR. Old school 90s. And now, India Sean. Yeah, featuring Anderson right there. It's called Moving On. 96.3 WHUR. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what happens if, this is for all the guys. I want to hear what people have to say. Sometimes, guys complain that, come on, they dealing with slim pickings, even when it's like more women to men. And one guy in particular went to a stylist and kind of relationship advisor. And basically, he said, hey, I'm overweight. This is my financial situation. I bring a lot to the table. And I'm not, getting what I'm supposed to be getting in the dating scene. And wait till you hear what the stylist therapist, called him the ghetto therapist, had to say. This is what he told the young man when he called in. Listen.
You got a big...
Huh?
You have a big...
I mean, it's above average. I ain't no Ron Jeremy.
No. I asked you if you had a big... I didn't say it was above average.
I don't know what that is, really.
You know if you got a big... not stop the bullshit. Every dude know whether or not he got a big. I know I got a big. You don't know.
I mean,
you don't have a big. That's the point. You don't have a big. You don't have a big wallet. You're a fat dude, and you got a lot of nerve thinking you should get choosing singles at 5'10" and 300 pounds, making less than $1,000 a month at 20 years old. And women should approach you. What they get, they don't even get a big.
Child, hurt my heart.
That hurt. But sometimes, you got to get it. No chaser. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just take it straight up. Don't even put ice in it. Straight up. Oh. Out the bottle. Let's see what the DMV says. 96.3 WHUR. Hello. What you got to say?
Hey, Frank Ski. How you doing? Yes. Hello, Nina Brown.
Hi, dear.
I disagree that you have to have all three. First of all, if you're confident in yourself and your ability, you should be able to hold your end of the conversation, relationship, whatever it may be, regardless to what others may think you lacking in. So, to the lady that talked about the dude that was overweight or heavy, that she would never date him again, there was something about him that attracted her to him in the first place. Maybe there is other things that can make up for it. So
96.3 WHUR, hello.
Hello, this is Calvin from Northeast D.C.
Okay.
Hey, Calvin.
Hey, the brother that answered the question is 110% correct. And let me tell you why. Because when you meet people, it's an interview. What are you bringing to the table? That's the first thing you're doing. So he's 100% correctly. If you're not bringing anything to the table, then what's the purpose?
But that truth hurts, Calvin. They don't want to hear that.
But guess what? I bet you that brother will become a better person after he heard that, because now he knows what he needs to do to improve himself.
That part.
Thank you, homie.
You're welcome.
I agree.
Bad on that.
I agree. Listen, I've been kept out of the conversation before. I've been turned down. I get it. We get to our limit. I used to want to date supermodels. It ain't work out for me. It ain't work out for me. But I would see I'd see my music artist friends or my football player friends that, they get them. And I'm like, okay, I guess because they got the money. You know what I'm saying? They bring something else to the table that I ain't got. You know what I mean? Back then, I used to be, I wanted to eat the steakhouse. I wanted to eat steak and lobster, but my wallet ain't say steak and lobster. Ooh. My wallet was saying Waffle House steak. It wasn't saying Ruth Chris steak. It was saying Waffle House steak. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't saying BLT steak in D.C. It wasn't saying it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't saying Charlie Palmer's downtown.
Come on.
My wallet wasn't saying it, so I couldn't do it. So I ain't get the supermodels back then. Oh, I got what I was supposed to get.
You can get them now, Frank Ski. You can get them now, though.
No, I'm cheap. I got a baby and kid in college. It ain't happening. Hey, we got more coming up, including Two Truths and a Lie with George Wilborn. Who is the liar today? We got it for you. We got another $100 FedEx gift card to put some toys under the tree. It's coming up next on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.